Three, two, one. Welcome
Bang.
back.
We're back. A little 2 week hiatus, but we made it.
I know, everybody needs a break. This is
Yep.
tough work. This is tough
We don't
work
want to
out
wear
here.
the listeners out, you
No.
know. We're finding a nice groove. We got to keep them on the hook. We've added a couple listeners.
Did we get any Where's the Pod last week? I don't even know if
Yeah.
I don't
So
even
maybe
know
they
if we
don't
did.
care.
That kind
No,
of
Johnny's been digging in every once in a while.
All right, good.
I think he's the driver of the where's the pod, where's the power rankings.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we need power rankings, but it would have been nice to get one after after I felt like I was up there.
4-2 clamoring for power rankings.
That's pretty cool. This is probably the longest that both me and you have had good teams.
I
Because
would
like
not call
last
my
year,
team good,
well, you're
but
4-2,
okay,
leader in your division.
fair.
But like last year, we were like you were just starting your 5-game losing streak about this time.
Don't remind me. Mid-October. October was not my month last year. I went 0-5. There were 5 weeks in
You're
October.
already having a better October than last year,
I am.
right?
I've got one win in October, so we're on
Should
the
we just jump right into recap? Do we want to recap week 5? I guess it's,
Well, I guess we
we
got to
had
recap
Bradford on at week four. At,
5 and 6, right? The last
yeah.
two.
Because we had Bradford on right before he went 4-0, or was he already 4-0 when we had him? So we were
Bradford.
previewing week 5.
Yeah, Bradford was 4-0. So what do you call the opposite of a pod bump?
Just a downer. I don't.
Yeah,
A
four
podcast crash?
podcast crash. 4-2, still well positioned, but
Respectable.
not what you want to happen after you come on the podcast. Great showing, by the way, from a true,
That was a good pod.
audio medium perspective. Fantastic. Now,
The
pod
hockey
bump.
bros were into it.
Yep.
Hard to beat.
So let's do a quick rundown of the standings.
I don't know if we need to talk about week 5. We're just going to skip over it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Johnny doubled me up or anything.
No. I don't know. That was so long ago that I can't even remember.
That's one of those forget about it games.
Yeah.
Just move on. It's like my Niners and the Browns. It's like that one didn't really happen. We'll just
That
forget
is a
about
nice
it.
hoodie, by the way.
Thanks, Debo. Don't have him this year.
But
He's definitely not like I don't it was it 2021 and he was like wide receiver number one, and if
he's
you took
not the
away,
guy, no.
yeah, like Ayuk is better,
Yeah.
but still a cool sweatshirt. 99 problems, but a DB ain't one.
Right. So going down the east and the west, and thank God we've got divisions just to have these, different rivalries.
Yeah,
I have a
we
quick
need
question. I have a quick
divisions.
question before we
Okay.
get into East Division. Did Mike do this on purpose, the scheduling?
He says no, but I feel like I've brought the division thing up every year for like the past 3 or 4 years. It just doesn't make sense to have it when you don't play anybody in your division, and it doesn't make sense. Like, let's see, I have the same record as you. And okay, so you have earned your dang, your points for and points against
Are
are
the exact same.
almost, yeah, it's
I'm
a
a three and
difference
three.
of
I'm a
less than a
three and three
point.
team. Yeah.
But if there was a bigger discrepancy, then I could say something like, why does Ben get the number two spot when
Right.
I have the same record but more points? But I don't, so my home record sucks. This is 1-2. That's rough. Where are the fans at? What am I, the LA Chargers?
I know.
That's
We need
rough.
some crisis actors here. So going down the left side on the in the east, we've got me in first place at 4-2, built on shoddy ankles at 4-2 in second place
He
with
has a higher playoff percentage,
by
too.
1 point,
One
66% to
percentage point.
65%. That's because I have Justin Jefferson, who might not play again this season. You've got the Dad Puff Bros at 3-3.
Let's talk about that real quick.
About what?
Justin
Justin Jefferson?
Jefferson.
Yeah.
All right. So I have him in a league, and I too am concerned that he won't play.
Right.
But did we not hear the same thing about Cooper Kupp? They might be tanking. Maybe they won't even play their best guy. Or the newest one, Kyler. Maybe they won't bring Kyler back. And guess what? He's practicing. I think it's safe. Like, tanking is an NBA thing. It's not an NFL thing. I don't think that teams in the NFL think that they could lose their next game. They don't even think about that. And that probably a good thing. Like, you don't want losers in your building.
No.
You don't want, it's not who's the Sixers? Well, the former Sixers guy. Who's the tank guy?
Michael Carter Williams.
No,
Sam Presti.
the GM. Yeah. Was it Sam? Sam Presti's the OKC guy.
I
And
don't
he's actually a
freaking
pretty good one.
know.
But whoever wanted to get the he drafted Embiid, but he just like lost every year and he didn't even get number one pick. Regardless, it's an
Jahlil
NBA
Okafor.
thing. It's not an NFL thing. I think that we're safe in assuming that Jefferson will be back. You just have to like raft boat yourself until.
I have to weather the storm. So, I point taken. The only thing that I would say is that the Vikings are worse than the Rams. They're not worse than the Cardinals, but
Okay.
Jefferson's also not been paid. And I think the where his
That
injury
is kind of the big.
comes in the year, like
So he
we
could
also don't.
say, I don't want to play, and the team could say, we don't want you to play.
Right. Both of those seem to
But at the same time, he could be like, I got to put up points. I got to rack up these yards so that you guys actually do pay me.
Well,
Because
that
that
makes
was
the
one of
thing
the
too, is
things
because
that.
he's got all these records. He's got, most, yards since you entered the league, things like that. And so that means something. That's not just somebody putting up empty stats. That certainly means something. All that being
The
said, I still don't feel great about it.
no, I don't feel good about Jefferson being out either. What let me this is I shouldn't do this, but I want to compare the team I have Jefferson with the team that you have. And for the listeners at home, Ben's rocking Jalen Hurts, Rashad White, Craig Wa Reynolds this week, Devontae Smith, Brandon Ayuk, Evan Ingram, Josh Palmer. Won't worry about that. Bench, Breece Hall, that's a good one. And the bench, I mean, it's a bench, so I'll leave it up to the listeners' imagination. And then
Benchy bench.
my team is a little bit different, but I have Jalen Hurts also as my quarterback. I feel like that was the best, because I had the number one pick in this league, so I went Jefferson. And
Mean
then
Hurts, okay.
having that turn, I went Jalen Hurts and I went Jalen Waddle instead of Devontae Smith.
Okay.
I kind of like Waddle there. My running backs are Rashawn Johnson and James Cook, Michael Pittman, and Drake London are my wide receivers, while Jefferson, Devontae, or David Montgomery is also injured, and I also have Treylon Burks who's injured. Mine is also a benchy bench, so I'll leave that up to the. But it's not that different. Do you think that your team is making the playoffs? I'm 3-3 in my league.
I think I maybe make the playoffs as a 5 seed. I don't.
This league has 7 out of 12 make the playoffs, so that's why I think I'll make the playoffs is the only reason. So same kind of like if I can, but if we get there, we get Jefferson back, and
Right,
then we got to
right.
feel pretty good.
Yeah. So was this bit to talk about how your team is better than my your team in some other league is
It's not. It's not.
better than
You're 4-2, and I'm
this
3-3.
league? No, it's. I'm sitting here bumming, but I do have 4 wins already because that's what we do in September. We stack
Stack
wins.
wins.
And so there's still a very good chance that I can make the playoffs at 65% chance at that. Getting to the people that don't have as high of a playoff percentage, the bottom half of the East Division, picking up from the Dad Puff Bros 3-3, 44% chance of making
Could
the
go either
playoffs.
way. Yep.
C's get degrees, 2-4, 16%. Every day I'm rustling. 2-4, 16%, walking on broken glass or something, 1-5, 10%. So that's the East.
Okay.
In the West, we've got the leader in the clubhouse, Jamarcus Gritt, 94%, 5-1. Ridley Me This and Lass FBC,
Shout out.
both at 4-2, both hovering right there around 80% to make the playoffs.
Like
You've got
that.
Tyreek 2K to the moon. 55% chance, 3-3. Bill Bean, 3-3, 54% chance. Pulling up the rear in the West is Bijan Mustardson at 1-5, 19% chance to make the playoffs. So we're not halfway through the year, right? Is it 14 weeks now?
After this week, we will be
After this
halfway
week?
through the regular season.
That's crazy. That's
Yeah.
honestly crazy.
So this is what I'm seeing. I see four teams, four or five teams that are close. It's not a lock, but it's pretty close. You, Bradford, John, me, and Trey are not guaranteed, but we're all above 65%. And then it's
Okay.
basically a 50-50 shot for that last spot for three guys.
How can it be 50-50 between three guys?
It can't be, but I'm going off of what the system's given for
Are these
playoff
percentages
percentage.
too high? Are there, is there like,
Have you
what?
seen, there's a video where it's I'm the guy that creates expected rushing yards per attempt.
Oh,
Basically, I watch a player run, and if I like him, I expected something good. Derrick Henry, 2 yard rush, that can't be right. I was expecting like 7 yards.
and then his EPA is like a minus five on that
Yeah.
rush.
It's a pretty good one.
I like
But yeah,
that.
that's what these playoffs are, is just some guy at ESPN like, the Dad Puff Bros. Not bad.
44.
44%.
Chuba Hubbard. I thought he sucked. 8 yard run. Wow. 7.5 yards above expected.
Plus, yeah, plus EB.
I honestly, yeah, it's like the win, it's like the team win percentage thing. And they had even the
Oh,
worst
those are
one,
rough. Yeah.
in the Ryder Cup. I don't know, this is a few weeks ago. They had a stat that flashed up, and it was all this. I don't know if it was like Konica Minolta or some like company, Capgemini, sponsored the whole thing. They have their logo everywhere, and they were pumping out their data, and it said, throughout this week, the winner of the 16th hole has won the match 50% of the time. It's like, who can't? Oh,
Okay.
so it's a
Yeah.
toss-up. If it's 50%, don't fucking tell us.
That's
So
funny.
I think all the stat stuff, we're kind of overloaded with it. So
For sure.
does any of it mean anything? To an extent, yes. A lot,
I feel good
significantly,
about my
no.
82%.
You
I like to
should.
see that.
That's the second highest. That's great. And then, sorry, before we get to, we got a couple other things to catch up on. Is it three from each league? Three from each
No.
division, sorry, or is it top six total?
I wish it was top six total. So my understanding is that the top two, each winner of the division gets the top two seeds. So,
Oh,
and
that's
then it's
right.
based on record. So Johnny is winning the West, has the best record, he gets the one seed. You're winning the East, have a record just a little bit worse than Johnny's, you have the second seed, and then it's filled out by
Total record.
record,
So
right?
the
Then the
okay.
standings don't matter.
So they do matter
Seeds
for the
three through
top.
six. Yep.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then I'm pro division here, so I can, because that would probably be the
So
only
that's what
way.
I'm saying. I'm thinking that
You and Trey
this is
might
my,
finish out better on the season than me, but I just have to
yeah,
hold off
and you'll
Bradford.
still get the, I can envision an East champion with a losing record,
Oh,
and
fuck
they
off.
would get the number two seed.
Well,
That's my first hot take of the pod. Calling
wow.
it here at week seven. Team coming out of the East has a losing record and gets the number two seed, and this will be the last year that we worry about divisions. We should just have all 12 teams, best six make it.
Right, do you want to do a
Honestly,
side bet
best
where
seven
I
would be
bet that the
cool.
winner of the East has a winning record? Can I get even odds on
I
that?
don't know about even odds on that one, but
All right, well, give me like 3-1 or better, and I'll take that in a heartbeat.
we'll parlay that into the Trey Lance
That's right. That's
catching a
right.
dub.
Well, they already played the Cowboys, so
They did.
my 10 grand is safe. I don't
And
have
it
to.
wasn't very close. Trey Lance knows his loyalties. He
Yeah.
loves the Niners. He just to go in a
Well, I
false
would say he
information.
was close to getting in. That honestly
He
was.
wanted to, yeah. But now I don't think he will get in
Yeah, I.
because Dak beat the Chargers and had the highest, I think he was the highest scoring quarterback last week.
I
And he was
hate
just sitting on waivers. You hate
Dak.
Dak?
I hate his face. I don't know. I just can't stand him.
His favorite color is gray.
Oh, dude, what in the worst part of my take guest of all time?
How'd that go? Terrible.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, save me on Dak. Anything else jumping out in the standings? I mean, the West is stronger if we're looking at it. And I like Bill Beane and Tyreek at both at 3-3. Maybe
I
more than
think they have
four and
five
two teams.
teams to double down on my East sucks. Five teams from the West are making it, and the team in the East has a losing record and still gets the top
So
two seed.
that could happen. Let's say it was me or
Yep.
and then five
And
teams from the West.
you're six and eight, and the next closest is 5 and 9 in your division. You get
Dude,
seed number two.
that's so mean.
Well,
That's like
that's
wishing
what a
me, that's
losing record would be.
I know. That's predicting me to have just a horrible rest of my fantasy season. Do you really want that for
But
me?
you
It
still make
doesn't
the
matter what it
playoffs.
doesn't
You still
matter.
make the playoffs.
Well, why can't I make the playoffs at 8-6? All I
You
gotta
could,
do
but
is
that goes
go.
against what my guess is.
Fuck your guess, man. All I gotta do is go four. Dude, if I go 4-4 the
You
rest of the
need two
way,
more wins.
that's probably
But
more likely. 2-6. If I go 2-6 the rest of the way, I'll end up 6-8. Yeah,
yeah, and
still
make
make.
the playoffs in my mind.
All right, well.
I would have to go look at like what each game is, and I'm
Yeah.
not doing that, but
No. We take it 1 week at a time.
yeah.
Just real quick while we've got this screen up. All right, you don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Look away. Look
Okay.
away. All
All right.
right. Guess the top three moves. There's a number
Oh, I
one.
wanted to talk about this. Yeah.
There's a number one in terms of moves, and then a tied for second. So put those four.
Toner is obviously number one in
Connor's number
moves.
one. Connor's number one. That's correct.
And tied for
Oh
number
shit, shit,
two.
shit, shit. I'm sorry. I need to
Has it
scroll.
changed?
I need to scroll down. We're gonna give there's one and then there's two and there's a tie for third. Connor's
Okay.
second in terms of moves.
What? Then
Yeah.
Sean's first.
Nope. Sean has
Whoa.
fourth or fifth.
Am I top move?
You are tied for
Third.
third.
Then
You and Mike are
Mike
tied for third.
third. And
And
Connor
there's
is two.
and then number
And
one,
then Rob's
Rob.
number one.
Rob's number
Yeah.
one.
I didn't look, but I think I knew
23,
that.
23 moves just to put up 555 total points through 6 weeks.
Boy's working. I mean,
He's
he had
working.
he he is who I would expect to be 6 and 8 and win the division. There's my triple down, triple parlay,
Dude,
losing record East going to
the
the
thing is,
playoffs.
for him to do that, all he has to do is go 5-3 the rest of the way.
Which, so
That's
yeah, if he goes,
totally
he
feasible.
has a winning record rest of the way. That would be tough still, 5 and 3. But I thought that it was funny looking at the moves that, so yeah, me, Connor, we're gonna throw Sean in there, Mike,
Yeah,
and
Sean
then
has
Rob is kind
19.
of the Rob and Sean, no, Rob, Mike, and Sean are kind of the outlier. They're averaging about, or yeah, they're all around 20 moves, and their combined record is like what,
Yeah.
4 and 14. And then me and Connor have the next most moves, and we at least have a 500 or above record. And then everybody else is about at single digits. You've got 10, but not a ton of moves. It's the usual suspects, right? Me and Connor and Sean are always going to make moves.
Right.
Mike's movement shows me
Is
that
it
he knows this season is lost.
Mike's on a
He's
two-game losing
usually a
streak.
steady guy. He's usually like, I got the right team. Don't need to make a lot of trades. Don't need
He
to make a
knows.
lot of pickups.
He knows
And
he does
this year,
not
he's
have
like,
that.
it's not here. But his team is kind of nice.
I
Like,
know. I know. I know.
he
I
had
was.
some bad breaks at the beginning of the season, and then I don't think the moves have worked out.
Deshaun does not work out.
He hasn't played.
Yeah,
He had a
Anthony
bye week and
Richardson.
hasn't.
Losing Anthony Richardson
That's a
sucks.
bummer. Yeah, that's out of your control. And he only played like one full game.
No, he played three full games and averaged like 23
Well,
a game.
he left the first game. He left
Oh, Houston.
the second game too, I think, where he had two rushing touchdowns and then he was
Oh,
concussed.
no, his
And
best
then his
game,
only full
yeah.
game was game 4, and he had almost 30 points. Like,
Right.
do you regret trading him in Dynasty since you're probably not going to win Dynasty this year?
No, I have Trevor Lawrence.
You still prefer Lawrence long term than injury prone
I don't want to
Anthony
talk about my
Richardson.
dynasty team. We
All right,
fucking
all
suck. And guess what? You know what sucks about dynasty teams is when your
Is
dynasty
it
team
forever?
sucks, it's forever. Like,
Yeah.
can we start a new league? Can we do a can we bring the
Nah, you got to rebuild, man. You can't just be trading away your first round picks. That's probably a big part of
Dude, I'm so fucked in that league. I thought I can't stress enough how
You beat me. Your team's better than mine.
my team's bad. So with that, Let's
That
anything
small
else?
aside.
Yeah. Anything else here? All right, projected playoff bracket, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Right now is John with the number one seed, me with the number two seed. Fuck yeah. The projected 5-4 matchup is Bradford versus Trey.
That's a good matchup.
That's a great matchup. Trey on a 3-game win streak, didn't want that to go unsaid. And then Tyreek versus you. That would be a
That's a
freaking
good matchup.
grudge match at the
Yeah.
6-3. So,
Who would you take in that one?
doesn't matter. I'll play either of you motherfuckers.
I would have to give the edge to Connor. I mean, he's got two first round picks on his team.
No.
I tried to make a move with Ifez to get Devontae Adams, but this was probably the last week that Adams was going to be available. He's probably going to go off against the Bears.
Yeah, he's gonna
So,
go for like 32 and then
yeah.
maybe get traded.
To where? Because before I would have said, yeah, the Jets, because if Aaron Rodgers, but with Aaron Rodgers injured, it's like, what's the point? I don't think he gets traded. I think trades are, again, this isn't the NBA. It's harder to, like, nobody tanks, nobody
You're right. That
trades.
there really are no like big trades in
Last year's
season.
big trade was CMC. That one was huge. But, like, nothing usually ever compares to that during the season.
That was an outlier trade, like for sure.
Stars rarely move, but my guess would be Kirk Cousins is on the move. But that's a hard the thing is that these are hard positions to learn on the fly. You
Yeah, and
can
they,
see a running back get traded because it's run left,
yeah.
run right, run up the middle. And you also see like how much better Christian McCaffrey is this season than he was last season when he was just kind of thrown into the mix. Now he actually
Right.
knows the playbook. Can't believe he fell to three,
And he's the
but.
goat. All right.
I just wouldn't expect many trades, and I wouldn't expect Devontae Adams to be one of them. But I do expect Devontae Adams to go off this week.
I do too. Well, that's a nice summary of where we're at now. I think we've got a nice competitive league. I did not expect to see Mike and Rob at the bottom. Maybe Rob after his draft, but I didn't expect it.
Purposely drafted injured players ends up 1-5.
Is going to win the East and get a bye.
I stand by it.
All right. Should we move on to name rankings?
The people have been waiting. That's what they're clamoring for.
The people have
I
been
talked
waiting.
with Emer. He was like, "Where the fuck are name rankings?" I
I
was like, "Don't
know.
worry, man. We got you.
Do you think he's
Today's
just
the day."
sitting at the at his desk at Finley, just scrolling, just like refreshing his
Updating
phone? Like,
Spotify.
there's, I'm like, the name rankings don't come out. Like, you'll
Pod
know.
down.
You'll
Pod
know.
down.
You'll know. So yeah, we've got name
Let's jump
rankings.
into it.
We're going to jump in kind of like we've done every year. I've done tiers in the past. We're not really doing that this year. Top six
Okay.
is something you should be proud of. Top three is something you should be proud of. I think that goes
Everybody
without
else
saying.
work on it.
Everybody else work on it. So we're going to go from 12 to 1 and
When would you project the next ranking to come out?
pre-playoff,
Pre-playoff. Okay.
pre-playoffs.
All right, cool.
So number 12, Team Last FBC.
Makes sense.
Does he even listen to the pod? I don't know. We'll find out. If he has issues with this, and he brings that up, that's a good thing because that means he listens. Great
Now,
guy, great
you said that you
manager.
looked at the teams when
Oh,
doing this. Do
absolutely.
you
Sorry.
have little comments on each team
Oh.
too, along with should I just listen?
I've got words.
Okay,
I've got
cool.
plenty to say. Great guy, great manager. Does a lot for the community, doesn't do a lot for the pod. 12 out of 12, easy. 11. Every day I'm rustling. Boo! This team stinks. You know what even stinks even more than this team? The name. You know it stinks more than the name? The logo. The only acceptable explanation for Emer's team being this bad is wanting to do the health vlog.
Yep, he's
That's the
tanking.
only explanation. You said there's no tanking in football.
There
But
is some
doesn't
fantasy.
doesn't he already do the health vlog? Is the health vlog a reason to go even deeper with the Finley
I think
content?
so.
I swear, Russell and Cortland Sutton is a nauseating stack. That's
Yeah.
disgusting. I'm beginning to think this is a long con. Emer clearly putting too much of an emphasis on the wrong draft.
All right, so Russ until last week wasn't that bad
I don't want to fucking hear it.
at all, because I got the stats right here.
No, he was top 10. I know.
I mean, last week was 6.9, nice. And
Hell
before that, it was 18, 22,
yeah.
14, 25,
Yeah. Yeah.
15. It's not terrible. He's better than Trevor Lawrence, but
Yeah.
I say that to take a shot at my own teams, not at what you and Sean have done with Trevor Lawrence.
Of course. So, Emer, we got some work to do, but you know what's in front
That's
of
a
you.
bad name.
It's a bad
Where
name.
would No Diggity have ranked, do you think? If he had kept
That was not
Diggs.
factored in.
Okay.
I don't have this on the fly.
But definitely a better t name than Every Day I'm
Oh,
Wrestling.
absolutely.
Every Day I'm Wrestling.
Number 10. Riddle me this.
Oh, what?
Hey, by the way, will you trade me a running back? Can we start talking trades?
Not after I came in 10th. I thought that was a pretty good
I
name.
was just looking at your team. You have an embarrassment of riches at the position.
Sure do.
I mean, name rankings, like I said, they give me an opportunity to do a bit of a deep dive on the team, and I really like yours. Pacheco, James Cook, I'd be open to trading Jefferson. I like that's on the table.
Okay, that there's something.
Let's
I
talk.
have enjoyed having three starting running backs and three starting wide receivers.
Yeah, how about four starting wide receivers? How about the best wide receiver in the league?
He might not play again.
That's a big caveat. Do you want to roll the dice? Your team
That
could be
one's
sick.
tempting.
Your team could be sick. Just
I think
saying.
it's already pretty sick. You just said it was pretty sick. It's one of those things. I look when I like, I'll do a fair trade, but I also have to make my team better. I did
Sleep
get
on
kind of
it.
blessed
Sleep on
by
it.
Rob. I thought that was a Addison at the time, and Addison maybe still the best rookie wide receiver of his class. What do you think right now? JSN, Quentin Johnson,
Zay
Jordan
Flowers.
Addison, Zay Flowers. Zay
Zay
Flowers the
Flowers.
best one.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with you there. Jordan Addison has a lot of boom bust to him. Zay Flowers
Yeah.
has a consistent, let me get you six catches, hopefully a touchdown in
I
there.
like Zay Flowers. So, you're a top tier team and you have a top 10 name. So that's a good thing.
I got to work on the name. I thought it was kind of good though.
It's fine.
Because it's, like, riddle me this.
Calvin Ridley. Yeah, I know. That's
Well, I think that I had, there was something I could have done when I had Love on the team with Olave, but, and my last name was Olave a lot, which I didn't think was that good. That's why I changed it to riddle me this. Okay, I'll go back to the drawing board. This is good criticism.
Yeah, I know you can take it. That's why
Okay.
you're coachable. You wouldn't want me to not say anything, you know?
Right.
Number 9, Syracuse Club Lax.
I thought you were going to put yourself. I was about to guess.
Nah,
Because
meh, boring.
not much has changed.
My team
It's not that
sucks.
different than Team Last Football Club.
Also, it's been 14 years since the Ultimate Lax Bro came out. The guy that played him didn't even accept my LinkedIn connection.
Oof.
His name's Michael McLaverty, and he started a company called Highway Benefits that does student loan debt forgiveness. I mean, can you say washed up? Jesus Christ, Ben, drop the bit. Ninth. Number
Where do
eight.
you think where so what do you think you do with your team? Do you think that you make a new franchise name, or do you start going with a like a player like hurts so good or something,
No,
are
I'll
you
never change, and I just slide further
okay?
down the rankings.
All
Hopefully, bottoming out at 11th if Trey never
right.
changes his. Number 8, Bill Beane,
Oh, I
classy
like this name.
should
Yeah.
be no, hear me out. Classy should be higher.
But he drafted Jared Goff in the sixth round.
When did he change it from Billy Beane to Bill Beane? Fun fact: this was the first year I saved Walsh's phone number in my phone. I don't know why I never did. I guess I just knew the one number that I didn't have
I do
saved
that sometimes.
was
I didn't do it
him.
with Will.
Because
Because
it's
I had
like,
hung out with Will at ECU before and I needed to know, like, this is the guy's house I'm probably staying at. I need to t text him back,
see, I never did that. It's not like other group chats where there's multiple numbers you don't have.
Right.
Like, he was just the number
I
I
know
didn't
that
have.
this
I
is
know this
Will
is
because
Will.
it's 919, whatever.
So, but yeah, regardless, go Pirates. Michigan stole your signs. I'm on your side there.
The NCAA is looking into that.
I know. I saw that.
That's a little ridiculous, right?
Yeah, I don't care at all. Isn't that like part of the game? Just, you know.
Yeah, hide your signs a little bit better.
I played baseball, you know, that's part of it.
What's the point of the NCAA? Sorry, that's probably a whole nother pod.
Yeah, let's move on. Number 7, walking and waddling on the sun. Cool name, Rob, I guess. Should be lower. If you have if you have parentheses in your name, you can't be top 6 on principle. Also, all right, here
Why isn't it Walker?
So here's the thing. There's a lot that could be done here. You could have had – so his kicker's name is Blake Groupie or Group. So his team name could have been Drake's Groupies, born in London.
Threes, you did put some time into this.
Three's Company for, Kenneth Walker III. He's got a lot of common usage words. Moss, Cup, Baker. Could have been the law offices of Roshan, Addison, and Friermuth.
Just because that sounds cool.
Yeah, even waddling on a dream. And he doesn't have the sun god. So, like, where does sun come into play?
True.
I don't know.
I would have just – Walker, Texas Ranger would have been a good one for Rob.
Fantastic. There's a lot there. And, again, Rob has been a staple of the bottom half of these name rankings. Since they've been happening, but so 7 is good for Rob. That's moving up, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the creativity.
Which name is better, walking and waddling on the phone?
Yeah. Now, when you do some of these head to head, I start to question where they are in it. So yeah, Rob rounds out. He's the bad. No, he's the good bad name.
Okay, the best bad name. Now, let me guess number 6.
All right. Yeah.
So this is the first quote unquote good name.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, and I mean, he definitely shouldn't be top 6, but built on shoddy ankles.
That's right. So B-I-L-L-T. Didn't even notice that until today.
Built.
Yeah. Shoddy is just always funny. This team's ankles are sus at best. Hey, quick question for you. Who do you think is faster, Najee Harris or Saquon with 2 high ankle sprains?
Still Barkley.
Dude, I like this team a lot, though. He has Bobby Trees and the new Bobby Trees, Tutu Atwell. If Herbert can get his head out of his ass, then I think this team could go all the way.
Is Herbert bad?
No, he had a bad game on national television where he missed throws that he doesn't usually miss, but that was bad. Yeah. That
Keenan throw was rough.
Yeah, a couple of those. And then the last one where he threw the pick, did you see how open Eckler was?
The pick was more Quentin Johnson's fault.
Yeah, he got owned.
Yeah.
So let's see. All right. Anything else on there? Oh, Travis Kelce, tight end.
Again, pretty shocked that built on shoddy ankles is above Ridley me this, but
hey, can I ask a quick favor as we get into the top 5? No more arguing for your name. It is where it is.
All right.
Number 5, Bijan Mustardson.
I was torn. I thought that might be 6.
Mike Fresh. This is the most Mike Fresh name ever. I feel like creative. So I was thinking, like, creatively, I don't think Mike could ever get higher than like 5th. So this is kind of his absolute ceiling. So kudos to you, Kamish. You know, Mike is a part of his homeowners association to balance the budget, not to pick a theme for the fall social. He knows his lane. You know, positives, Mike's logo. Very cool. Cool logo. Mustard colored Bijan thing. I'm not sure if that's from his actual mustard company.
Gotta be.
It has to be. Other positives, his wide receivers, Keenan Allen and Puka Nacua. Also very cool. Negatives. Everything else, 1-5. Oof. Got a stack.
Would he have been ranked higher if Anthony Richardson was not injured?
No. Mike said his ceiling.
All right.
You got a stack wins in September and October. That's always, always,
a lot of October left. There's fantasy. 2 more weeks.
But hey, 19% chance at playoffs, so the bots like him better than Rob.
Some guy
is just like, Mike seems like he has twice as much of a chance to make the playoffs as Rob does. Number 4, C's get degrees. Now, do F's get degrees, though? A couple other questions. Did Sean graduate college? Now, my brother went to UNC Charlotte and overlapped with Sean. And I live in the city where that college allegedly is. And I'm not sure it's a real school. 49ers, really? Trademark infringement. C's do get degrees, though. And emojis in your team name is cool. So
I would change it to D's, get degrees, since he's 2-4.
D's,
D's nuts. That's where I was going with D's,
get degrees. Bump it up. So interesting looking team too. So I was, spent a lot of time during my workday doing this today. If every team was forced to only start players that they had with long hair, Sean would definitely win. That's Trevor, QB, and then he's got a lot of guys with dreads too. So Madison and Keontae Ingram at running back, Jameson, CD, and D-Hop at wide receiver. Obviously no tight end or kicker. That's better than most. Also, why does Gabe Davis look like he's a member of Hamas? Number three, top three time.
Dad Puff is making top three.
Just you wait.
Oh.
Number three, I'm open. I'm always fucking open. Make Jamarica grit again. 5-1, no
holes. I thought this would be number one.
It's great. And I, now that I'm thinking about it, it could be. Top three is top three.
But he's already the best team in the league. Why give him any more fuel?
He doesn't need it. Yep. He doesn't need it. Of course, Johnny's the guy to have Adam Thielen. No holes on this team. That's number five overall wide receiver Bryce Young safety blanket, Adam Thielen. Currently, Johnny is starting Cowboys defense, who's on bye and still projected 100.
That's respect.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned that the brand zero. Is grit? And he has Brian Robinson, who literally got shot. That's gritty. Josh Allen bleeds grit. He has the number one quarterback, the number two running back in Raheem Mostert, the number one defense, and the number one kicker. Only thing is that Jake Elliott looking like Chicken Little is not very gritty. I might trade him for somebody like, Brandon McManus or Joey Sly.
Not McManus isn't on the block, but.
Oh, you have McManus?
Riddle me this.
Dude, go get the number one kicker.
Jake I have Elliott. It.
No. Oh. No, you don't.
Where's Brandon McManus rank? Oh, number seven.
Not one.
But he's
Did
cool.
You think the seven was a one?
I just figured.
Yeah, I just figured you had the best guy.
He's kind of been a legend forever, right?
He is. He's Robbie Gould-ish. All right.
The game's starting.
Oh, that's right.
Let's DJ hit
Moore. Perfect timing. Tyreek 2K to the moon at number two. He changed it.
Nice.
Confirmed listener. By God, he changed it. It was two of the moon. Now it's to the moon. And what a difference a syllable makes. We've been over the emojis in the name. That's plus three
Perfect.
Off of that. And
For
now
sure.
And now Connor's 3-3. Like, was
Do
he,
you
was
think
he,
Tyreek... He was he had a losing record before that. He
was
stopped
he two and three
everybody.
Or one? Was he 1-3?
I think at one point he was 1-3. Yeah. Let's see. What is his win streaks on? He's on a 2-game win streak. So yeah, he was 1-3. Congrats.
Yeah, so 1-3 seems like a long time ago.
It's hard to have a losing record when you have two first rounders on your team. So.
So I have some. Bones to pick here. First of all, Tyreek is projected 20.5 points. Wide receivers just aren't projected over 20 points. That's insane. Connor also had the first overall pick, so no one else had a chance to draft Tyreek Hill, which is why we need to go to an auction draft, and that's fucking bullshit.
Connor had the fourth. Connor
had the first overall pick, and so he's the only one with
picks.
No, Connor had the first overall pick in our draft.
You had the first.
Yeah, duh, dude. Come on.
Emer did take Tyreek, his number one in a league where he had the first overall. To just go with your lie.
If you can't tell, that's just a bit of frustration from my end with whom I picked.
You didn't make the wrong pick. You made the right. It was chalky, but it was the pick everybody made.
It was also wrong because Tyreek's averaging Tyreek's about to break 1,000
yards. Think
it,
is he going to hit 2,000?
100%. If he stays healthy, he will. Period.
That he'll break the record for receiving yards?
Yeah, I think so. I think he might do it in 16 games just to be a fucking boss.
That would be so cool because then there's no asterisks.
Also, the real reason I fucking hate Connor's team is because he has AJ Brown, and AJ Brown bullied his quarterback, who's my quarterback, into not throwing the ball to my wide receiver one, which is so, fucked up. Because since that happened, Devontae Smith hasn't gotten looked at, and he was he was looking at Devontae Smith all day, and, and then AJ Brown's like, "Fuck you," and then he was like, and he never looked at Devontae Smith again.
And Devontae Smith like can't bench or squat as much as either of those two guys. No, so he can't be like, hey, can I please get some more?
Nope. Totally screwed.
Meek little Devontae.
Totally screwed. So this week will be tough.
I understand the frustration, yeah.
This week will be tough for Connor. He has a lot of buys, but I like this team. And
dude, you should trade for Devontae Smith in Dynasty. I feel like now's a really good time to buy low. Your teams could use another wide receiver.
I don't want to do that because then that's like admitting that my guy kind of sucks.
This year. But in the long run,
we'll see.
That's the fun part about Dynasty is that, like, my team sucks today, but it could be good tomorrow.
The fun part about Dynasty is when Trey McBride turns into Travis Kelce.
Oh, he is about to. Okay. Not Travis Kelce, but they're going to trade. What's the old guy's name? Ertz. They're going to trade him.
My balls.
I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. I've read a lot. It's Trey McBride time. Don't give up.
Once Kyler comes back,
trade Hockenson. Get some draft capital back.
All right.
Number one.
The Dad Puff Bros. So also 3-3.
CD's had three different names.
We'll get there. CD's got me thinking about mixtape, and Dat Piff was the spot back in the day.
That was your favorite song.
That's a way it was a website.
Oh, my bad.
Dat Piff was a music website.
I was thinking of Daft Punk.
Daft Punk, yeah.
Yeah.
Different. Fun fact, my mom saw Dat Piff on our computer, our like family search history, and thought it was something way worse, thought it was like porn or something. I was like, no, it's not, it's music. Mike Fresh is on there, and he was. Fun fact as well, Ian also hasn't spent a dime of his free agent budget. He has $100. What the fuck?
That's called, you know, there's, you know, the best way to double your money: fold it in half and put it back in your pocket.
Never move your back row. So that's certainly a move. Now, this 3-3 team does not have the prospects of the last 305 team, but that's not what this ranking is about. This ranking is about adaptability. One of, in my opinion, the top skills that anyone can possess. Ian applies that philosophy to his team's names consistently and has done for years. Be like water, Bruce Lee said. Now, negatives, bunch of eggheads on this team. Samaje Perine looks like Black Trey Lasseter. And Damian Pierce and AJ Dillon are not doing much from a follicle perspective.
Gotta get some
headshots here. Ian has a 44% chance to make the playoffs, but 100% chance of earnest engagement in this fantasy league, and that is what it's really all about.
If anyone was to win the East with a winning record, it would be Ian.
What the fuck?
Davante Adams is my guy. He should be projected 20 points against the Bears.
He should be. That's no cap. So yeah, that's
kicker on by. All right, that was fun. Can you give a quick rundown? Top six. We don't have to worry about the bottom half.
Number one, Dad Puff Bros. Number two, Tyreek 2K to the moon. Number three, Mike Jamarica Grid again. Number four, C's D's Get Degrees. Number five, Bijan Mustardson. Number six, Built on Shoddy Ankles. Number seven, Walking on a Dream. Number eight, Bill Bean. Number nine, Club Lax. Number 10, top 10, Ridley Me This. Number 11, Every Day I'm Rustling. Number 12.
It's kind of a good name.
Last episode. I could see that.
Once you start looking at it a little bit longer.
If no one changed their name and if Evan got like two wins, he might be top four.
All right, let's talk about the scoreboard because it's tough looking at four players currently playing for me. I forgot that I also had the kicker going.
Oh, Evan Ingram already has 3.4. Let's go.
Nice. Let's jump into it. Where should we start? Start with mine. Knock it out. There's a lot going on.
Knock this out. Yeah. And
this is exactly like the D DJ Moore thing, except I don't have any of these players benched, but they're all sucking. So
McManus has one. Oh, damn.
And my defense has 10. So who scored? Who scored for our
ETN?
Oh,
who you're playing?
Oh, so cool. I don't think Sean sent it to the group since hardly anybody ever jumps into these DraftKings. Oh, no. I think that they're so much fun and they're definitely difficult. Let me read out my team because I thought it was pretty comical. Okay. You've done DraftKings before. You understand most of the formats?
Yeah, it's like daily fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. And for like Thursday night games or Monday night games or like solo spots, then they'll have a captain where that player, you pay more and they get like bonus. I think it's times 1.5. And last time I did it, Brad, Evan's old roommate, he had played a defense in the captain spot, and I thought that that was a genius move. So this time I figured I would just take the lowest running back, which was Tank Bigsby, and threw him in my captain spot.
Okay.
It's not working out right now, but the rest of the team is Alvin Kamara, Travis Etienne, Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, and Christian Kirk. It's a pretty fun Thursday night squad.
Yeah,
I'm expecting
all the players that are playing.
Oh yeah, I'm just expecting the quarterbacks to like not do that good, and hopefully Tank Bigsby just runs into the end zone.
Yeah,
I almost didn't even play ETN, so that was kind of good that I got him in there.
Your team is projected so much more than Sean's.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Do you think I could double them up?
Let's not go so far. Let's we did say we're gonna get this one out of the way. I got you unless ETN goes for 40.
I don't think he's gonna go for 40. The game will most likely be decided tonight, in my opinion. I'm hoping that I have more points than he's projected by the end of it. That would mean like 25 for Calvin Ridley and Chris Olave and another 20 for the defense and kicker, but I think it's possible. And if it could do that, then I don't have to worry about the weekend at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take me.
All right. I got you, but it also could like you, if they don't do anything, it could be that steady Thursday night decline.
Down, yeah.
Which sucks to see.
And it would sucks to see. Thursday always fucks me. So I won't be surprised if I lose this matchup, but not too worried about it. My team's really good. So, and I have Kyler now. I don't know if anybody noticed or cared, but Kyler is on my bench. And kicker or quarterback was my weakest position, so felt pretty good adding him to the squad.
Practicing today.
He did. He did practice. He's not holding out, and the team isn't holding him out either. Candidate, though.
On to the next one. Built on shoddy ankles versus Bijan Mustardson.
This Mike could have been a game of the week if Mike was any good at fantasy.
Oh, God. Mike's wide receivers and tight end are good. And Bijan is good and fun, but he needs a rushing touchdown.
Who is Zach Evans? Did we go to high school with that guy?
That's Adrian Evans.
Oh.
Different guy. Great guy. Bijan needs a rushing touchdown. Mike needs a win. Like he needs air to breathe. I don't have much else to say here. I think
Bradford's your biggest competition in the East, right?
Let's go, Mike.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll take Bradford. You should definitely trade me Najee since I'm probably the only person that's interested
buy
in
low,
him.
Buy low, buy low,
buy low, buy low.
But solid squad. Bradford's team kind of needs, I don't know, maybe Javonte will pick it up. But
Bradford's
the running back
situation. Bradford's team needs a dub. Otherwise, he's on me from last year.
Yeah, an October loser.
Yeah, spooky season, am I right? Anyways, next game, you pick it.
I'm going to go Walken and Wadlin versus Bill Bean.
Bill's Beans.
And this one is a close one. Kind of close. Not so close.
Projected
not many
scores.
close matchups this week.
So the Lions play the Ravens. I don't even know if the Ravens – I mean, I think the Ravens have good D, but I've seen some teams kind of move
they
the ball.
They shut down the Titans.
They did, but are the Titans good on offense? No, okay. That's where you're going with that.
Yeah. Derrick Henry has more passing touchdowns than Mac Jones, so that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. Let's see. Braxton Berrios is in the lineup for Bill Bean. That's a play.
919.
Instead of Debo. What?
Well, Debo might be injured. He didn't practice today. He left the game as well. Christian McCaffrey definitely took the headline, but he also, and I think Trent Williams might be out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A lot of problems going on for the Niners.
Well, he's got until Sunday night. Berrios plays Sunday night. Debo plays Monday night. So he's got some time if he wants to switch that out.
Right.
But if the Ravens can keep the Lions in check, Robert will win, I think.
Yeah, that would be cool. Don't think a breakout game's coming for Jonathan Taylor against the Browns. That sounds really hard.
But I would just not play. The Browns are so good
you
on
can't,
me.
Yeah, you really can't play anybody against the Browns.
I could also see Tyler Lockett going off against the Cardinals and catching like two where he's like streaks down the sideline and has like weirdly wide open touchdowns, like has to make one move, gets a couple.
I think
cuts.
This is JSN breakout game, but that's just me.
That's just you.
I think Lockett's time is over. I think he's going the way of
what
I thought Adam Thielen would go. But
quit wishing that to happen just because you bought a jersey.
It's a sick jersey.
It's a sick jersey.
And I can't wear it until like he starts crushing.
Two things can be true. That jersey can be sick.
I shouldn't hate on
Lockett's
right.
Not done.
If I was Rob, I would be playing Roschon Johnson over Jonathan Taylor. I would kick Lockett out of the lineup and I would play Drake London again and ride the hot hand. Or I would go Jacoby Myers because the Bears suck. So that's
a lot of potential options here. He also has Zach Moss who like could like get more points than
Zach Moss might be better than Jonathan Taylor.
I know.
From what we've seen so far.
Give me Rob here in kind of an easy win.
Bill Bean should just call his team the Lions.
And his logo is light blue.
Yep, he's basically there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take I'm going to take Rob because I think he's going to win the East with a losing record. So, sorry, Bill.
Let's go to another matchup. Not this is our fourth matchup that we're highlighting, and this is the Dad Puff Bros versus Team Last FBC.
Yep, I'm with you. Ian's winning.
Ian is winning. Saints D now has 8 points
since they got scored on. Rough.
Yeah.
And Kamara's got almost two.
So this shit's over. Kyle Pitts projected 8 points. Is he going to find the end zone again?
That was pretty spectacular last week.
Eckler,
on American soil. He had
Eckler
done
and Mahomes. I think, Trey's team's just good again. He has Eckler and Mahomes. I don't love
it's
his,
all right.
I don't love
his
wide receivers.
Deontay Johnson, I'm going to need to see it before you're starting a wide receiver on the worst offensive team. But he does not have any other options this week at wide receiver. So
but,
I don't
but,
think
but
he
you're
wants
not,
to
you're
play
not
him.
Starting a nobody. I mean, he's still projected 10.
Right, it's like, a name.
Right.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball.
You should trade him, Jefferson.
Fuck you, dude. I only want to trade you, Jefferson, for running back.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the ball, is this the day that Lamar just goes off? Like a 3 rushing touchdown game for Lamar.
Detroit D is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Don't see 3 rush. Has he ever had a 3 rushing touchdown game? Because that's a lot.
He should play
even
that.
Even 2 was a lot.
He should play that egghead, Samaje Perine.
Ian's whole team is on bye. That's wild. But at least it's not as good players. So.
Whenever Vegas has a bye, that's going to be a tough one. I would just like go for a walk, like a long walk on Sunday. just get
schedule that shift.
Just get some exercise, man.
I would definitely take Ian in this one.
I think so too.
East needs some wins.
But then
it's
I'm
a tough one.
Yeah, I might be.
Yeah, then you're, then you're.
I'm rooting for West, so give me. I'm rooting for Trey, but like,
see, that's the thing with these divisions is that we're mostly playing. Like out of division games. So
right.
You want everyone in the West to win so that it doesn't matter if you win or lose.
Oh, Blake Group missed a field goal.
Not again.
All right. Not matchup.
Not game of the week.
Not game of the week is maybe the biggest rivalry, not rivalry, just like
it's up there.
Just one of the all time matchups. I might need stats guy. To pull some stats on an all-time head-to-head
matchup. Yeah,
can
we get a dive deep into this matchup, Lifez.
Between Emer and Connor.
Every day I'm rustling.
So you've got the second worst name versus the second best name. You've got a team that is, how is, oh, he doesn't have a kicker. Connor's projected.
He's also playing Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell.
Because McCaffrey might not play.
Oh,
I think he changes that, right?
Yeah, Connor's stuff could change, but the important
thing. What's his other option? His running backs are rough.
Royce Freeman?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I think you got to hope that McCaffrey misses Monday night, but what if Evan wins this matchup?
Wow.
That would break me.
This is putting the league on notice. Now, you know who I'm not super scared of? Russell Wilson, Aaron Jones, Ramondre Stevenson, Cortland Sutton, DK Metcalf, Logan Thomas, and Michael Thomas.
That's a lot of Thomas and Thomas.
Dude, but he's
Thomas
got
the tank engine.
Niners D and Justin Tucker, where it matters.
That's a whole third of the game right there.
I see? Never get rid of him. Emer by a touchdown.
Connor doesn't even want to play a kicker.
I know.
I think I got to go Emer right now as things are lined up. I mean, we're not even getting a full roster in. He's mostly just relying on A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill. I mean, DJ Moore has a backup quarterback throwing to him. How good could this Baggett be?
I forgot about that. Yeah, I just feel like a Sunday night game isn't usually high scoring. That's baseless, but I feel like it's not.
Okay, I definitely would disagree, but
I feel like
last one. What did we have last Monday? It's probably because we had the Steelers in one of the Sunday night games.
And the Giants have been in a lot of Sunday night games.
Yeah,
too.
And they're bad too.
But I don't know. Like I feel like they're not shootouts like you see on Red Zone
right.
in the 1 o'clock hour. And
that stuff is deceptive though, because you're looking at like eight games at once,
right? And you just see, oh, score, score, score. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. That's actually probably a really prescient point there.
Are you taking Connor?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking Connor. Let's go, Connor.
Yeah, I'm going every day. I'm rustling
to the moon.
Mostly right. For the standings. Oh, somebody has a negative point. Oh, he. Oh, great. You shouted that out. Yeah. My bad.
All right. Matchup of the week.
There we go.
Your
You're
boy.
Up. This is your first time of the season in matchup of the week, huh?
I think so.
Versus Make Jamerica Grit Again. This is a potential finals matchup. This is potential top two division winners. This says a lot. You know,
I'm loving the way that this matchup looks. A lot of good colors in the jerseys. Look at the diversity
of
these colors.
That is
on
a lot of
Johnny's
colors.
Team. Like, I don't know. We got top tier quarterbacks. We have, in his case,
pretty good, one really good running back and three pretty good running backs in this matchup here.
Chad White. We've got Devonta Smith and Brandon Ayuk. I've got the wide receiver edge, I think. Yeah.
Probably. Zay Flowers, though. Pittman against the Browns, that's a tough matchup.
That's tough.
I think I said earlier, I wouldn't want to play anybody against the Browns right now. They've got a really good defense.
Right.
That's probably the only thing keeping Sean going is that the Browns are.
So here's the only thing for me. I'm fine being a week late on Jeff Wilson, but Jeff Wilson is sitting on my IR.
He's not going to play, is he?
He's in. Oh, he's projected. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, I would definitely wait. If you don't have to move your roster, then I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Because then I'd have to put Jefferson on IR, whatever.
Well, that doesn't seem so bad now that you say it. But also, are you going to play him over Craig Reynolds?
No, I think I'm going to play Craig Reynolds.
Definitely wouldn't play Jeff Wilson against the Eagles unless Jalen Carter's out. But, I mean, I think you got your best lineup in there.
I think so. I need a dub here, man. If I get this dub, I will be feeling so much better about my playoff potential. If I lose here, I'm gonna be really.
You'll be thinking I might be right that 6-8 wins the division.
Yeah, because I've just heard it. I've heard it so much that I'm thinking you might be right.
Do you think John does throw in a defense? What defenses are even available?
Yes, I think John throws in a defense. Come on, what kind of question?
I don't know.
He's not.
Man, if he picked up Dolphins D, he would have the two best defenses, the best AFC defense and the best NFC defense.
Are they available?
Yeah, Dallas or Dolphins are out there. They're about to get
They're 20. They're, what do you mean the second best D? Their
Well,
position.
they didn't have their cornerback. Who's Jalen Ramsey?
He's just starting to practice.
Well, he's mentally helping the squad.
Trust me, I'm as much of a Ramsey guy as anybody, but that's not needle
that
moving
doesn't
stuff.
Do it for you. Okay, no. All right. Well, the Patriots, the Lions, the Steelers are all good defenses too that he could take.
Why don't you pick up the Vikings D versus the San Francisco 49ers?
It sounds like a bad call, Johnny. Don't do that.
All right. Well, give me obviously.
I'm also going to go you because I would really like to have the number one spot. That would be cool.
That would be.
All right. Olave's gotten two catches in. I think it's time to wrap up the pod so I can go watch my team put up 80. Wait, his projection went up. Put up 92.3 points. That would be pretty sick for a Thursday night game.
All right, brother. A pleasure as always. Good luck to everybody.
Alrighty.
And remember,
I'll see you next week. Get your names right.
Be like water.
Read me that.
Peace and love.
Peace.